He's got to be his own man, you know, and I don't want any impression in the head that because he's play paddleball every day is tougher now.
That's great, great. Well, that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, David came up to see me, and I think he's interested in this job. But I think I should tell you also that the one you're standing for in my district, I know
everybody wants to run.
Everybody wants to run. All they want me to do is step off the stage, and they're going to come out of the way.
Scott's the military administrative assistant, I understand. Enter.
Yeah, Martin Hamburg. Well, I'm not that sure that the people up there are going to buy him because he's more or less of a carpetbagger. He just moved into the district.
He's basically pretty much on the liberal side, too, rather than think a little bit more than that district is. David, you know, is at least from what I've been able to see, I don't try to influence him too much, but he could be a member of your conservative club. I mean, Kurtzschau would probably the best record of support of anyone. So the thing is that my guess is that he liked you a little bit.
my thought is this is not going to be more than hamper. A man who tried to defeat me last year, spent 50 or 70 pounds. He had most of the day since. He's been scamming.
Republican?
Yeah.
Republican group. and you ark, and you know, all that sort of thing. And they just do it in terms, and David says, he says, well, you better run, David. He says, well, I not at the present time. I haven't made up my mind. It depends on what Mr. Goodling does.
I think that's your key, right?
It depends on what Mr. Goodling does. How does that sound? He does not, and he's very right. He and Julie do not just want to live in a white house. house on an acre of land, which my friend Proposal had got as an investment. He would live there until, this would be Mike, he lived there working in the cabin and worked the district on weekends and evenings. So he had not announced anything. Now, how would that sound for you as a plan?
Well, that would sound fine. Yeah, Ben, I think that's the way. And I'm going to continue to tell people I have.
I made up my mind. Right.
Made up my mind.
Right.
And I just keep asking. That's what I tell everybody.
Otherwise, you're retiring now.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You're right.
And as Sam said, I'm going to work right down to the last minute.
Well, you want to come in.
I have a candidate to. And keep everybody guessing.
I think that's a good plan. That's a good plan.
But
because I haven't talked to him too much because I was in California and he came back and put some report here. So I left him to work it out. You know, the guy's got to grow up. You can't tell if even the boy, you say, boy, he is young to me, 25, 26. But anyway, but he didn't reach his own conclusion. He says, I will not run against Mr. Duff. He said, I would like to run. And he says, I feel I can win. But he says, I think I ought to work in Washington to get the deal with Hill. And I think he's right about that. See, he works in it. He gets a job at Gettysburg now. He ain't going to learn anything up there on Washington.
No politics up there.
The politics is basically here. And then he could work in. And then you won't hurt him, of course. And he won't hurt you. And then after you announce that he will, at that time, you made your decision. And my view is he would announce, I shall be a candidate. Period. Until that time, obviously, there'll be a lot of speculation that he's going to run. And people will say that they're for him and the rest. And he won't be able to control it. That won't bother you. Just providing nobody's campaigning against you. That's the way I think the thing will sort out.
Now, he impressed the people that Sam told me. You talked, for instance, he was up to my house.
Yeah, I talked to him Thursday night at the President's Youth.
Oh, he did.
My wife, yeah, up there, and she's smart. She thought he was high again. He leaves my office, and he stays out and talks to my staff, and he sold himself to me.
Sure.
She has a different, completely different idea of David than she had before.
Sure. Because she had adapted from having read about him. See what the damn darn president probably read.
But she saw a picture of him.
That picture that you had taken at Christmas time. That's really? Not a good shot of David.
Oh, yeah. He's
got back a little. He might create a different
power, one thing. No. But he's not a bit high.
That's the only
thing. He's a terrific candidate.
Now she has changed her mind completely.
You do it.
But she looked at that picture, didn't like that picture.
Let me ask you this, as a way to start working on things. I, of course, don't want David to get in a miserable primary, but I guess Stevens is going to run and Amber is going to run. It will be a primary. If they have one, he could win it.
Oh, I would think with David and Joey up there campaigning.
Well, they'd be up there for
particularly there are more than two in it.
Well, there's going to be more. I mean, we have a man with a friend of the young Republicans. He had announced 2 years ago against me, but then he withdrew when I made my announcement. I didn't. I waited a long time then. But he's not going to have any money to spend.
The thing is, I was wondering if you guys should stay one step removed from it. I think you got to stay one step removed from the whole deal. I wonder maybe Sam, George Bush is, his children. Everybody's interested in David, like George Bush and people like that and so forth. You have complete confidence in Sam, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean,
I wonder if Sam, if you would mind maybe having a chat with David, and or is that properly?
Oh, certainly.
And say, David, here's what you ought to do. And what I would suggest that you say to him, what I would suggest is to say to him, Billy came in, we had a talk, that we believe, that he is not going to announce his intentions until the first of the year. That under the circumstances, however, that others are going to get into the race, and David should, in order to have his options open, should not announce, should indicate that he is not going to make a decision. He is going to decide to get Mr. Goodling becomes a candidate. He has to. But in the meantime, he wants to get acquainted in his district, in his own district, and all that sort of thing. And he'll be appearing there. In the meantime, too, he will be working in Washington, and so forth. Then when Mr. Goodling, Where is your farm?
Which part of the district do you live from? 8 miles south of York.
South York.
What town?
Loganville.
It's on Route 111, or what was Route 111?
I know so many of the towns, but they're very nice towns. Nice people. How many towns are in your district, did you say? About towns or villages like?
Forgotten how many.
25, maybe?
More.
More than that.
See, the biggest city's York.
Yeah, my biggest.
50,000.
York. York's 50, yeah.
See, if your biggest city's 50,000 in your district, you've got a lot of small towns.
I do.
So I'd like to have a professional district, which in which I live, which is what here. Now, Hamburg's the biggest city. It was 35,000. So it's a city of, and Pomona is about 25,000. Whittier was 20,000. Well, it's a pretty great district to run in. That, I mean, you've got that kind of a district, you know. You're, of course, a big city.
In fact, Vancouver County is also.
That's fine. The different folks aren't big.
Oh, they sure are.
It's country folks, what I call the country folks.
That's right. I've got a good district. I mean, good people up there.
You've got them all. Solid.
Yeah.
Rock solid.
See, George has been a widower for 19 years. He's got all the eligible widows chasing.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
He's all his voters present. That's all.
Yeah, that would be a handicap today, but I guess he couldn't count.
No, sir. No. But all the ladies would want a mother.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
No, he made it true.
How does that sound to you as a plan?
I think that was my idea.
Now, what do you think would be, Sam, do you think a committee would be a good place for him to work? In other words, now, he's independent as a hog on ice. He may decide to, I think he ought to work in the Hill someplace, you know what I mean?
I think he could
work in a committee or...
What's his field of expertise? He's not in Hill recently.
Well, you see, he has not been...
Transportation. Transportation.
He has not been. He's not a lawyer. And it's too late for you, and after kid's been in the service for 2 or 3 years, you know, I mean, sucks, why should he go to law school when he's 29 years old? Funny. Well, he
went to Amherst.
Yeah, he went to Amherst. He has a very good intelligence, is basically a degree of being in the armed services area, but that wouldn't help him in that district. Agriculture, you don't know anything about agriculture. Neither do I. I represent an agriculture district. Commerce, you would know something about.
Transportation, communication, health, power, and all this other commerce.
Transportation, of course, he was a junior Navy, you know, and he knows that backwards and forwards, of course, everything has to do with that kind of communication and so forth.
Well, that's another
problem. Whether there's something, listen, that's not your problem. I mean, he can get it. You know, it's really a tragedy that, in a sense, the best thing that he can really do would be to go out and work in the CIA. Because he was the top intelligence man on the ship, you know, as a lieutenant.
Yeah.
And he'd be terrific at the CIA. But I think under that nepotism law, you know, the Bobby Kennedy law, you know that darn Bobby Kennedy?
Yeah.
They appointed him, then they all got through a bill that you couldn't appoint anybody who was irrelevant. You know, see, President Eisenhower's son worked for him.
Good job.
He was his aide.
Yeah.
In office.
Mm-hmm.
And I see why. I mean, you saw my judge, somebody you can trust very close to you, he put him. And, but I think David is ruled out for that. He really overworked the city. Maybe I better check that. That'd be a good
thing. The FBI, but they would have it out of Washington.
Not the FBI, but the CIA, you see. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's right. He just needs a job at Kennedy. He'd probably be better on the Hill, wouldn't he?
That's right.
Would you think better on the Hill?
Well, if you don't learn more on the Hill,
you would also go to CIA. Political intrigue, whatever.
Another thing he could do, he'd be awful good at working with Michael and that.
Bob Hancock.
You know, this guy is a great guy to, you know, inspire candidates. That's the name of this game.
Is he a pretty first speechmaker?
David, excellent.
Is he?
Excellent.
You could probably help Bob.
I don't know. Excellent speech, that's what I mean. He'd be a great candidate. He could go out and do colleges and universities and all that sort of thing. He's great with the kids. Great with the kids.
That's my view, just exactly as possible.
Campaign committee. I don't know what they have in the way of staff.
There's nothing there. We can paint the spot. Because some of Bob is brand new there, aren't
we? Yeah.
And good for new blood. I pulled Bob out of that to be from any place because he can't get the handle on himself.
That's right.
And maybe that might be just as fun to him.
I have 6 colleges around my area.
Good. You have a good college, haven't you?
We had Burr, Dickinson Law. York College of Pennsylvania, full-time Messiah. Mm-hmm. I got 7.
disagree, because otherwise it may look as if you and I caught it together and nobody would believe we had made a deal. And I think it's better for us to say, yes, we chatted, you told me about your plans, and I said, well, I certainly wouldn't announce anything. We need your road, and don't be lined up. And David will make his own plans. How does that sound to you?
I think that's the ideal way to do it.
Sam, you
and I can say that I haven't seen David for
yeah.
a long, long time.
That's right. Haven't seen him, but he thinks a fine young man, and that's that.
Yeah.
That won't hurt him.
I think that's the way, Sam.
Yeah, finally, I think probably when you feel it's time to make an offer, you should let the president know.
Oh, and
you ought to come in, because I do that and say I decided to do that. I'll say, well, thank you very much. And then let's decide. I think you should decide then whether you should endorse or stay out. My own view is that you're probably better advised to say, look, I'm not going to get in this primary, but I'm going to work for the winner, whoever it is. And in the meantime, quietly let your friends know who you're for.
Yeah,
you know?
Meanwhile, we'll
be. Sam says I'm where I made it. He said I'm never going to get the right chance.
That's all.
He goes all right, though.
Oh, yeah, but there's no district attorney I can't put him down. He's not responsible.
Right.
Well, meanwhile, he'll just maintain the image that he will probably be a candidate.
Yeah, it's up to you. You can tell Dave tomorrow if you want to. I've made up my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So a few weeks ago.
We could say that to Dave.
Well, you can tell him. Oh, he'll keep it totally confidential, but I'd rather have you tell him now than me.
All right.
As a matter of fact, if you can make it, you can catch him after you leave, maybe today or something, or tomorrow.
Yeah, I like this whole thing kept confidential.
Oh, yeah, it'll be kept confidential.
I'll just continue to tell people I'm here now. I'll make up my mind.
Yeah, you'll say I'm not going to make a decision until January or February.
Yeah.
But you'll make it in time for others to decide what they're going to do. In the meantime, let them all run.
I just think about if someone sees you coming out of the White House or something, what you're going to say. You know, they had me in San Clemente last Friday.
Looking for the FBI.
Yeah. At Tulsa. Oh, thanks a lot.
Are you serious?
Who did you?
No, look, Sam, you should not do the FBI.
Well, of course,
I'm going to tell you right now.
Political help.
I'll tell you, I don't want you to indicate that you're not interested.
You don't? All right.
Basically, we've got to get that FBI somebody who's now non-political. And get a guy that can, that'll play the game around. You know what I mean? There's nobody in the FBI that I can go to the top job. I haven't told them that. But there's so much net coming in there. They all hate each other. Phil and these other guys are all right at each other's throats. All seeking the top job. Hoover never brought any one man up except Clyde. Clyde said.
Yeah.
So you see, Hoover hasn't got a successor. And he's too old. So, but the point is, and I think you should know that I played this game literally. They voted out a name of a couple of judges, both of whom are potentially good candidates for it. I mean, and they're not candidates, but could be considered. Rizzo, mayor of Philadelphia, has been voted out in the rest. And when they mentioned these names to me, and they said, what should we do? I said, don't knock any of them down. I said, everybody has a consideration. It'll take me a month to decide anyway. I'm going to let them wait a little before we decide. And then I told I said, throw it to Devine's now. So you forget you said it.
You can say
well, you're complimenting the thing about it, but you're funding the state of Congress and so forth. Because the difficulty, if you ask seriously, you work, I did consider, but I knew that if I put you up there, they'd say, next is appointing a political crony, for this job.
chopped Candy's ass and the government's in her mouth for so long, it's good for drinking anyway.
That's right, too.
Oh, sure.
We've got a grave part of the thing. Oh, we've got to look ahead to leadership in the house, too. Bless us. Several months older than I am.
George, no, but
it's less older than you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just less than a year. Mr. President, I'm the third oldest Republican in the Congress.
Yeah.
George Hagan tops me, and less than just about a month or two ahead.
It's less than 78.
Well, George, you'll be 77 in September.
You will be 77.
I will be 77 in September, and less was 77 a week or two.
But he's a crazy chief.
Well,
I signed the day of the leadership. He bounced around in there.
Got that. He always looks like you. He's got that good. But he plays golf and you have ball.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
But you know, we always get drinks for the girls. The girls in your office.
Is this Rose Mary Woods sitting
on? No, Rose, you ever met her?
No, Harry McLaughlin talks about her all the time. I talk to her in the telephone.
That's right. We want to see Rose this time if we can. So I just budge for her.
Okay, fine.
Now, this is this girl is Mrs. Yates, who worked as a service director. Rose Mary has this. She's my private secretary, and it's just one door down here. With her own staff, she does all the private stuff.
Harry McLaughlin reminded me of this.
Harry's a great guy.
He's a digger. That guy can dig out more dirt. He's a terrific.
For our side.
Yeah, he's with me.
What could you Sam? Would you mind if you would? Because I'd like to get David pointed in the right so that you know everybody talking to him. Did you see him if I guess, did you come up together today?
Yes.
Could you go back? Okay, you go back and I can put you next to David. I think it'd be well to get David so that, you know, the state chairman. Mr., you know Ms. Goodling, don't you?
Sir, how are you?
You all the time. He sees me every weekend. And we talk over the telephone. I've never had the pleasure of meeting you personally.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Harry's one of our best involved with him.
We want to load these fellows up with things for the girls. How many girls?
I've got three girls and a man.
Those girls and one man.
One man.
With us, sir. What I'll do is you can arrange.
outside the VIP entrance.
Come on, this story.